It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I would want to remind you at the beginning of this class that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ that meets at Rock Cliff. Now, you can find the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff between McMinnville and Biola. Traveling from McMinnville to Biola, it's the brick building on the right at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we've been gathering there, or the saints have been gathering there, for over 100 years to worship God according to the New Testament pattern. This is not a denominational church. This is an independent congregation that is overseen by elders that have been chosen out from among ourselves. I am the preacher at Rock Cliff, and I'm the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we're doing in this school is studying Sunday school lessons written many years ago by E.A. Elam. And we're about to make a transition from the Sunday school lessons of 1922 to the Sunday school lessons of 1923. Now, as I do this, I think I need to make sure to note that we're not looking at E.A. Elam as an authority on these things he wrote. He is just like you and I. He studies his Bible, and then he wrote down thoughts for us to consider on these passages. And that's pretty much what your preacher does when he preaches in the pulpit. I know we're to speak with the authority, but the only authority with which any preacher can really preach is the authority of God's Word. And it's up for us to take our Bibles and to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. And any time we are hearing the words of a man or reading the words of a man, we need to make sure we're comparing them to what the Scriptures teach. But just like preachers and Bible teachers today often have much to offer as they have studied these things and present to you the fruits of their study, so did E.A. Elam back in 1923, and he was very well known and regarded and respected as a Bible teacher in those old days. And we're fortunate that he wrote down these Sunday school lessons and sent them out for the churches for them to use and to consider. And so we're going back and bringing that up and looking at them today. You know, if you want to know how the Bible used to be taught in the Sunday schools of long ago, well, this is how it was done, and it is good for us to go back and review these things. I like to think I'm giving him a voice after many years of silence by letting him be the teacher of this radio Bible school. The little volume I hold in my hand at this time was printed in 1922, and it is the Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons for 1923. It is the second annual volume of the Improved Uniform International Series. Back in those days, you could buy this book for 90 cents, and it is very well printed and bound and put together. It's not a large book as far as size is concerned, but it consists of nearly 350 pages. I just want you to imagine that. Old Brother Elam, working back, this is before the days of air conditioner, and certainly before the days of computers and spell checkers, and he had to write out every word, or maybe type it on a typewriter, and give those proofs to a printer who'd have to set all of the type by hand, and then run these books off. And can you imagine the amount of work that went into producing things like this? Why did they do all this work? It's because they're teaching the Bible, and the Bible teaching is worth that kind of work. These little volumes that I have were printed by the Williams Printing Company in Nashville, Tennessee. And I noticed that these were printed in November of 1922. And as I turn the page, I see that there's a note here that the Bible text and quotations used in this volume are taken from the American Standard Edition of the Revised Version that was copyrighted in 1901. Today we call that the American Standard version. And if you have a copy of that old translation of the Bible, you have a treasure, because there's not many of them around anymore. There's all kind of modern versions, but there are few Bible translations that went through as many scholars and as many years among those scholars to be developed as the American Standard Version. And those who translate the Bible show great respect for the fact that that was printed. And I have my grandfather's copy of the American Standard Version. And since my grandfather preached from that, and since Elam used that in the Sunday school lessons, well, that is the translation we'll be using in this radio Bible school. Now, let me give you a review, or kind of a, not review, but to let you see what is coming by way of studies in this Bible school as we proceed forward. There are the lessons for 1923 were divided into four quarters. And the first quarters of lessons continues what we did in 1922, the fourth quarter, about Jesus, the world's Savior. Studies in Luke. And beginning on January 7th, the Sunday school lessons were as follows. Jesus, healing on the Sabbath. Jesus, teaching humility. The story of the prodigal son. The rich man and Lazarus. The grace of gratitude. The spirit of prayer. Jesus and Zacchaeus. The parable of the pounds. Jesus teaching in the temple. Jesus in Gethsemane. And Jesus crucified. And then the last lesson for the first quarter on March 25th, 1923, Jesus the world's Savior. And then we'll get into the next quarter of lessons, and that will begin on the Sunday of April 1st. That would have been April Fool's in that year. And this is about great men and women of the Bible. Actually, I see the first lesson is about really still about Jesus in Luke 24 and his walk to Emmaus. But here are some of the great men and women of the Old Testament that we're going to study in this Bible school. Abraham, the hero of faith. Joseph, the preserver of his people. Moses, the liberator and lawgiver. Ruth, the faithful daughter-in-law. Samuel, the judge and prophet. David, the poet king. Elijah, the brave reformer. Isaiah, the statesman prophet. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet of courage. Nehemiah, the bold builder. Esther, the patriot queen. Now, I know many of those names you will recognize, and you probably already know some of those stories, and you're going to enjoy going over them again. And then we come to the third quarter of 1923, and the Sunday begins on the first day of July. And this time we're going to talk about great men and women of the New Testament. And here are some of those we're going to study. John the Baptist, Mary the mother of Jesus, Simon Peter, John the Apostle, Matthew the Publican, Mary Magdalene, Mary and Martha, Stephen the Martyr, Barnabas the Great-Hearted, Paul the Apostle, John Mark, Luke the Beloved Physician, Timothy the Good Minister of Jesus Christ. Again, you probably know the stories of many of those characters already. And we're looking forward to getting into those Sunday school lessons concerning them. And then the fourth quarter of 1923 will begin on the Sunday of October the 7th. And the message for that fourth quarter is about the missionary message of the Bible. And there'll be about 13 lessons that are showing that the gospel was not just to the Jews in Jerusalem, nor even was it to the Gentiles in the far-flung islands across the Mediterranean Sea, but it is for all the world, for all time. It is the gospel for those of us that live in the Middle Tennessee, but it's also the gospel for those that live way over in Wuhan, China. They need to hear this, and we need to get this gospel out into all the world, and that will be the focus of those lessons in that fourth quarter. I turn the page again, and what I see in this little Sunday school book is a chronological table from the creation to the birth of Christ according to Usher's chronology. You know, these old dates used to be printed in some of the old Bibles, and by looking at the dates, it kind of gives you a time reference then about when all of these events took place. And so this begins from the creation all the way down through the history of the Bible until the close of the Old Testament and then to the birth of Christ. And as noted in this chronological table, that these old dates cannot be given with exactness, and some of the dates are uncertain, but it is good to have them in the form that we have and be able to study them as we can. Now, let's get into this first lesson. It's Elam's Notes on International Sunday School Lessons, Improved Uniform Course for 1922. And the introduction to these is about Jesus, the Savior of the world. The lessons of the last quarter of 1922 and the first quarter of 1923 are studies of Jesus, the Savior of the world. In this age of boasted science and worldly wisdom, no lessons are more greatly needed. There can be no other Savior than Jesus of Nazareth, because there is no other remedy for sin than the sacrifice He has made. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. From the sin of Adam unto the end of time, there can be no remission of sins without the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 9:22 says, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission. All the blood of all the animal sacrifices, from the firstlings of Abel's flock to the death of Jesus, was a type of that blood which cleanses from all sins. These sacrifices could have no power to roll back sin from year to year without the blood of Christ. And then the author encouraged us to take time to study Hebrews 9 and Hebrews 10. And that's what we're going to do in the next lesson. But I want to continue on with some of the things that Elam said here. Elam says, Christ Jesus, His life, suffering, and death on the cross, and shed blood, resurrection, ascension, intercession, and promise to come again, gives meaning and force to every fact and figure, every promise and prophecy, every word and line of the Bible, and is the power of God unto salvation unto all who believe. Christ crucified is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and was made unto us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 24 through 30. The blood of Christ is all sufficient to cleanse us from all sin. We read in the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's where we're going to end this lesson, and we're going to take up that at the next class, and you'll certainly want to be part of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you can, come by and visit us at Rock Cliff and attend one of our services at worship and see how we implement these things in the world today.